Welcome into another edition of On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk. We are live with you here and you can join in the show by dialing in those numbers 844-580-WDBO 844-580-WDBO On the Money presented by the Certified Financial Group. And we are joined this morning by Joe Burr and Gary Abley, both of which are certified financial planner professionals at the Certified Financial Group. Gentlemen, good morning. What kind of questions will we take on the show today?
Well, good morning, Chris. Gary and I are here, as we have been for more than 30 years, helping our listeners here in Central Florida clear up the mind fog, if you will, about personal financial decisions that they're trying to make. As we say, we go through school and we go through life, trying some of this, trying some of that. We wake up at 55 years old and find out what we're looking at maybe is a collection of financial accidents. So we are your financial body shop. We're going to get out the Bondo, and I'm going to cough right. Gary told me he should have gotten me some water.
Right.
Excuse me, folks, but this is live radio. And we're going to clear up issues that might be on your mind about your personal finances, things you've been trying to make decisions about, your IRA, about a 401k, about a mutual fund, about long-term health care, about annuities, life insurance, real estate, all that stuff and more. As certified financial planners, Gary and I and 12 other certified financial planners, a certified financial group, provide investment advice and investment management for a fee, working with our clients as fiduciaries. And as the intro says, as certified financial planners, we are required to work with you as a fiduciary. I like to say anybody can call themselves a fiduciary. And if you listen to the radio on Saturday and Sunday, everybody out there is a fiduciary today because that's the buzzword. But only certified financial planners are required to work with you as fiduciaries, and we put that in writing to you. But we're here this morning as your friends and as your fiduciaries to take your questions, and we encourage you to pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Those phone lines are open right now. Of course, you can also hit us up on the open mic feature in the WDBO app. Just open up the app, click the open mic feature. You go ahead and leave us a message that way. And of course, you can follow along online on Facebook as well. Then leave a question in the comments section, facebook.com/onthemoneyfl. You can watch the show live there and leave your questions and interact that way as well. But the easiest way is through those phone lines at 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. And while you get your phone calls lined up, let's go ahead and kick off the topic for the day. Interest rates have only one direction to go. How should I position my bond mutual funds ahead of the eventual rise in rates?
So, Chris, Joe and I were talking about this earlier, and there's no doubt interest rates have only one direction to go. The federal funds rate is in a range of 0 to 0.25%, and normally, if we look at, a 50-year average, you're up over 4%. Now, we don't know where the ultimate federal funds rate, the overnight borrowing rate for banks will go, but we know it's not going down. The Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, the chair, has already told us we're not going negative like a lot of the world actually did. So one of the things that individuals should look at is the duration of their portfolio. So duration is a measure of interest rate sensitivity and kind of a cookie cutter way to determine how much exposure you would have is duration is put in terms of years. You multiply the years times the interest rate increase and subtract the yield, and that can give you an idea of what your interest rate exposure is.
Well, before you go any further,
yes,
why don't we tell our clients why rising interest rates impact bonds?
Well, they work inversely. So as interest rates go up, bond prices go down. In fact, we saw this the first quarter of this year. The aggregate bond market index was down over 3%. In fact, now I looked at this last week, I assume it's probably still true, looked at the Vanguard Total Bond Market Index Mutual Fund, and year to date, it was negative.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes we look at the banks and we see, all right, well, we're not making anything in the bank, but at least we're not losing anything in
right.
the bank. So one of the things we want to do is look at bond mutual funds that are less interest rate sensitive. Some of this might be higher yielding. So if a bond pays a higher yield, it's going to be less sensitive to interest rates. If you buy, for example, what we call floating rate bond funds, these are funds that go that get more interest paid to them as rates go up. So these are typically bank loans that are adjustable that you own. So as the prime lending rate or LIBOR rate goes up, these loans reset and you get more interest.
Right.
So they tend to do well. But we are suggesting that now might be a good time to consider looking at that duration, the interest rate sensitivity, and possibly reducing that ahead of an ultimate interest rate increase.
It's one of the things that we consider when we use bond funds in a portfolio, and we believe that there is a place for that. Unless you're 100% in equities and you're young, you can take the financial risk of market fluctuations, which will always be there. Generally, our clients are in their retirement years or near their retirement years and can't sustain a 30% drop in their portfolio. So you put the safety net in there, put the shock absorbers, as we call, but you have to manage those shock absorbers, and that's what Gary's talking about. So if you're not fully invested, of course, you haven't enjoyed the real bull market that we've had in recent times. That's the price you paid, but also you now have peace of mind knowing that when that inevitable correction comes, you're not going to get whacked as bad as everybody that's totally in the market. And that's what we do as financial planners. We look at where you are today with your assets, your income. We look at what you need and then how much growth you need to have. And then build a portfolio around that. That is all weather. I hear these people on the radio say, well, we know when to get, they don't say it, but they imply it. We know when to get you in, when to get you out, you know, the regarding what's going on in Washington, we've got our finger on the pulse. We can tell you all, it's baloney.
Right. Good luck.
Yeah. What you want to have is a portfolio that is all weather, that's actively managed, but one that is built to ride the markets. And you're going to, it's inevitable. There's no way to be invested and not have periods where it's negative.
That's right. If you're not having periods of negative, then you're not diversified.
Exactly.
You're not properly asset allocated.
Exactly.
So you have to, it's kind of the sour medicine we have to take to get above average returns. And, you know, we do need some Tums from time to time. And back to the interest rate or alternative to bonds, one of the things that we've done here at our company is we've partnered with a firm that goes out to insurance companies. And they say, build us a product with no commission. Okay, this isn't your typical annuity. So anytime I use the word annuity,
people run for the exit.
People run for the exit. This is not a commissionable annuity, and it has no surrender charge.
Right.
So this is not something to be afraid of. Anyway, as a bond alternative, I'm suggesting to clients these could earn, there's no guarantees, of course, somewhere between 2-3.5%.
But your principal is guaranteed.
That's right. You never have a loss year.
Yes. Yes.
Never have a loss year.
Yeah.
But on average, over a period of time, I'd expect these to earn 3%, possibly. Somewhere in that, plus or minus 0.5%. And the good news is, I think that's likely to do better than the typical bond fund, at least over the next 4 or 5 years.
I think you're right. So once again, it's knowing what's out there and working as fiduciaries. These are non-commissionable products. And as Gary said, there's no surrender charges, and they serve a purpose. So you have to keep an open mind when you're investing. And these are things, all the things that we look at when we build portfolios for our clients to try to make them all weather and actively managing our clients to get them through and to and through their retirement years. And I knocked the microphone off the table here. We're off to a great start this morning. Yeah, so we want to be sensitive to what's going on with interest rates, and it's going to be in the news a lot. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, the Dems have released their $3.5 trillion, soon to be over $5 trillion proposal. And the tax stuff that's in there is enough to drive you crazy. And we'll talk about that in a future show. Maybe we can even touch on that a little bit today because the proposals are out there. But, man, you want to talk about a grab bag of grab. I mean, they've stuffed virtually everything in there, including amnesty. Amnesty is in this bill.
Well, the good news is it's not final. And there'll
no,
be a
that's
lot
right.
of, lot of horse
a lot,
trading
lot of
between now and then.
Made here yeah. between now and then.
And
yeah, for sure.
Sad thing is while interest rates are low, we really can repair our roads and bridges and complete
yes.
true infrastructure at low interest rates. And so these darn politicians need to get together and get done at least that, and then focus on maybe the human infrastructure and find some happy medium. But I agree, things look a little extreme right now.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. So interest rates are something to consider, something when you're putting together a portfolio. Unless you're very young, you don't want to be 100% invested in equities. Get great returns over the long term, but most people that are in their at or near retirement years don't have a lot of time to recover from that. And that's why you build a balanced portfolio, what we call a moderate portfolio, that has a combination of growth investments using no-load ETFs and mutual funds. Combine that with no-load bond funds, as Gary described, the kinds that are not so susceptible to rising interest rates to give you those shock absorbers for when that ultimate correction comes, because it's going to come. There's no way around it.
Well, that's right. And, you know, speaking of rising interest rates, something else is rising, and that's prices, right? So we're dealing with some pretty ugly inflation numbers, and I've gotten that call several times this week. It's like, Gary, what are you doing to help protect my portfolio with this rising inflation? I need to maintain my purchasing power. And I said, well, the good news is you've got exposure to real estate. You've got exposure to companies that pay income, so value-oriented companies that pay strong dividends. And you also have growth in your portfolio. And what you need to combat inflation is you need exposure to all of those. You need growth, you need value, and you need real estate.
Exactly.
Commodity prices also tend to go up, obviously, in an inflationary period. So the good news for those worried about inflation is, once again, that magical diversified portfolio, properly asset allocated and rebalanced, works.
There is a remedy. There is a remedy. And unfortunately, I see some of the old timers that still can't get over the bank mentality. You know, they want to know that it's there, and they see the dollars there, but they don't realize that it's every year, year in and year out, those dollars are buying less and less and less and less. So you are actually locking in a loss. There's no question about it. You've guaranteed yourself a loss, and you want to have your safe money safe. But if you've got any kind of horizon and you need more money in the future than what you have today in terms of income, you're going to need to have some growth. And the key is to have a well-balanced and diversified portfolio that will give you that and also allow you to ride the interest rate and the inflation rate.
That's right. I mean, who would want to buy, I mean, not me, a 10-year Treasury bill that's yielding around 1.3% right now?
Right.
That's guaranteeing a loss.
Right, yeah. Lend your money to the government, 1.3% guaranteed for 10 years.
Right.
Taxable.
Yep.
It's a good deal. All right, I see we're coming up on a break here. Chris, why don't you take it away, buddy?
Yes, sir. Go ahead and give us a call. We've got open phone lines here at 844-580-WDBO. If you have a question about any of that or just something in general, you can go ahead and call right now, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a Certified Financial Group on WDBO. And welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. Feel free to join us live here at 844-580-WDBO. That is 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. Let's talk a little bit about scoremyfunds.com. And also, we have some new classes coming up to announce. I know we have one next week, but I think we have a couple new ones that are coming up around the bend as well.
We do. Score My Funds is something we introduced a few months back for our WDBO listeners. It's an opportunity for you to get an assessment of the quality of the mutual funds or an ETFs you might be holding in your IRA, 401k, or individually. Really, how do they score? We use what's called a fiduciary score by the Center for Fiduciary Studies. It's a system that scores funds on 11 different distinct data points, if you will, and then gives them a score, of course. And this is what we look at. This is how we select the investments for our clients and how we monitor them on a regular basis to determine whether or not we want to keep the investments recommendations that we might have made some time back. So if you want to take advantage of that, it is absolutely free. All you need to do is go to scoremyfunds.com. That's scoremyfunds.com. And open up the app and pull down the menu. If you don't know the ticker, you need your tickers. If you don't know the tickers, there's a pull down screen. Put in the fund name, and it'll give you the ticker. You send that to us, and with 48 hours, we'll give you a score. Absolutely no obligation. If you'd like to follow up with that, and the thing we're seeing most of is people said, "Gee, I thought that was a good fund.
That's exactly right. I mean, when we get these for prospective clients that send their list ahead of time, and it's color coded for us too, right? So you know, yellow and red funds are probably to be avoided, or certainly the yellow funds you'd want to watch, the red funds you'd want to avoid. And it's amazing, you know, somebody might send us 15, 20 tickers, and we'll see three or four funds have underperformed the 50th percentile for 1, 3, and 5 year rolling periods.
Right.
And, you know, you can give a manager some leeway, but a rolling 5 years of underperforming or not being in the top half is...
You know why I think people don't move? Because in this market, everybody's making money. Yep. So even though you could be a poor performer,
yes,
you still feel good about the fund because it's going up. But what you forgot is that if you were in some other stuff, you could have been up 100% more than what you are with this poor fund.
That's a great example. I was looking at two global funds. One of them was light green and one of them was dark green. So the darker the green, the better, right? And the one that was light green was earning 35% for the year ended June. The one that was dark green had earned 42%, and there was a decent 3 and 5 year outperformance too for the better scoring fund. But a lot of people that are earning 35% on a fund are just going to be peachy keen with that, right? They're not going to look elsewhere.
Right.
But relative to their peer group, that's an underperformer.
Yep. So. And these are the things that we look at. Once again, that's scoremyfunds.com, scoremyfunds.com. And then we'll also send you what we call a risk tolerance questionnaire, if you like. And that's an eye-opener as well, because people don't realize that perhaps they're as aggressive as they really are.
That's right. And even to further that, a lot of folks' portfolio are heavily, heavily, heavily weighted toward growth.
Why is that?
Well, because growth has outperformed. So in 2020, the average growth fund did about 38%. The average value fund did less than 3%.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't done any rebalancing, your portfolio is way, way, way tilted toward growth at a time when Vanguard and others are expecting growth to only average around 1.5% for the next decade and value up over 5%.
Right. So oftentimes people don't understand what they have, growth versus value. And we got it just a little bit. Quickly, what's the difference between growth versus value?
So value stocks typically pay a dividend. They typically trade at lower price earnings ratio, meaning whatever they earn, you're not paying typically more than 20 times that amount. Growth stocks typically are retaining their money to grow. They're in that growth phase. They typically don't pay as much dividends, and oftentimes they trade at price earnings multiples above 20.
Right. We're talking Tesla here.
Right. Tesla, exactly.
Microsoft and Facebook and
the Apple, the FANGs.
Yep. So we've got that. We've got some workshops coming up. You mentioned Chris, and I guess we'll get to that right after the bottom of the hour. Gary's going to be doing one next week from here.
Yes.
10 a.m. And we'll give you more details on that if we come back from the news.
There you go. And you can also call in still open lines at 844-580-WDBO. 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group on WDBO. Welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. Hey, those phone lines are open right now, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326. 580-WDBO, joined by Joe Burr and Gary Abley of the Certified Financial Group. And Gary, we've got a few classes coming up, and I think you're hosting one of them, aren't you?
We do. In fact, I'm hosting a few of them.
Nice.
The next one is, will your savings last your lifetime? And, you know, Joe and I this morning have been talking about some investment basics like asset allocation, diversification, rebalancing, risk tolerance, et cetera. Obviously, we're going to discuss those in greater detail. We've got 2 hours. The workshop is from 10 to noon here in our offices at 1111 Douglas Avenue. But in addition to the basics, we're going to get into the details of how do you calculate the lump sum of money that you'll need to have about an 80% or higher probability of not outliving your money and being able to say with confidence goodbye to your employer. We go into detail about what are some of the things that causes people to run out of money and what are some of the strategies that you could employ to avoid being one of those people. Right. So imagine, Joe, if you had retired in 2007 and you didn't have a contingency for what happened in 2008 and through March of 2009. So we know that the Standard & Poor's 500 index, which is a broad basket of U.S. stocks, large companies, dropped a total of 57% from peak to trough. And if you had really lousy timing and you didn't have a backup plan, you might then outlive your money. So we talk about ways to manage risks of a bear market, inflation, healthcare cost, long-term care expenses. What are some solutions that you could have on that? But we also go into tax efficiency. You know, what you know, people know for the most part that they can withdraw around 4% of their portfolio, but they don't know where should I draw from first. And should I take some from here and there and everywhere and keep in a lower bracket? So we talk about ways to manage your taxes. And we also hopefully leave people with some better understandings of reasonable estimates for rates of return, inflation, withdrawal rates, et cetera. So anyway, that's next Saturday.
These are all of the things that we do as certified financial planners for our clients week in and week out. We charge a fee for our services. And Gary is going to pull back the curtain here and show you exactly what we do and how we do it. And this is a great workshop. So if you'd like to come on by, you need to make a reservation because it does fill up fast. But we'll bring you into what we call our learning center, state-of-the-art facility, accommodate about 30 people. He's going to serve some refreshments. It is absolutely free. Leave your checkbook at home. And if you'd like to make a reservation, you go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Click on events, and you can make your reservation right there, and we'll be sure to save you a seat. So that's from 10 to noon right here. And if you get here a little earlier, you can look behind the glass and see the monkeys doing the radio show from 9 to 10. And we're glad to meet you as well. So if you'd like to go, once again, financialgroup.com for the reservation.
That's right.
And Gary is, by the way, Gary is a great, you're a frustrated teacher. And you do a great job at it. I mean, he loves educating folks. He does a great job. And so I encourage you to come on by. And you've got some more scheduled, don't you?
We do. So we have Countdown to Retirement, which is somewhat of a checklist of things that you need to have in order, again, before you retire. And that is on October 23rd. And then we have Healthcare Options in Retirement on November 6th. So those are the next three workshops we have scheduled. Again, they are all from 10 o'clock till noon, and they're all here in our offices, and you'll register at financialgroup.com for each of those workshops.
Our office is up here in Altamont Springs. And for our new listeners, I want to mention that we have an outpost down in the Windermere area for our listeners down in the South Orlando area. And you can make an appointment and meet one of our planners down there if that's a little bit more convenient for you. And we also have in the office, I failed to mention, Rodney Ownby is taking calls off the air, and he will be available to you if you want a detailed question or a little bit more personal time. You can reach him right now at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a legal document. And if the line is busy, please leave a message, and he promises to get back to you. Rodney, is in addition to being a certified financial planner, is also a CPA, as is Gary here this morning. So we've got a lot of horsepower here at Certified Financial Group, and we've been working with clients, as we say in the intro, now for 40 years, third generation of clients, and if we haven't met you yet, we probably will one day. And people ask you, why do we do these workshops? Why do you spend the time and energy to do it? And the very, very basic question, very basic answer. Actually, there's two reasons. Number one, we want to avoid you becoming a financial fatality. They don't teach you this stuff in school, and the sooner you learn about what it's all about, the better off you'll be. And secondly, to introduce you to who we are, what we do. This way, whether you need financial planning and investment management now or sometime in the future, you'll give us an opportunity to earn your business. So we like to think of it as a win-win. I hope you'll take advantage of it.
You know, Joe, and I'd like to go over a question that somebody asked in the last Will Your Savings Last Your Lifetime? And I've gotten permission to share this. So Juliet asked the question. She had $800,000 saved for retirement, and she wanted to retire July of 2022. She's single now and has no children, and she needs $90,000 a year to live on.
So summarize that again.
Okay, so she has $800,000 saved for retirement.
Got it.
She needs $90,000 to live on,
okay.
And she was a good earner.
And she's how old?
Let's see. You know, I think she was 64.
So she's close to Social Security.
She is.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And she's going to receive $36,000 at full retirement age, which I think was a couple years past that July date.
Okay. Okay.
And her question was, can I call it quits?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the simple math was I looked at the $90,000 she needed. I backed out the $36,000 that she'll be getting from Social Security number, and she's about $54,000
short,
right? Multiply that by 25 to get an idea of the lump sum she needs, and she's around a quarter of a million short.
Uh-huh.
So I had suggested to her privately that, you know, this might be something she wants to consider working a couple more years before she retires, because frankly, her withdrawal rate would have had to have been closer to 5%. And in the mid-60s, that's generally not sustainable.
Right.
You'll get into a probability of success below 50%.
Right.
So it's important, you know, and that's what this upcoming workshop does. It's important to know, what is my number? You know, what is the number that will lead to success?
And as financial planners, this is one of the things we do for our clients, is stress test your assumptions to see if it'll work. And then we can pull it up on the screen and then change those assumptions. And depending on, okay, what is it going to take for this to work? Well, I've got to maybe work another year or two. The worst thing to do is to quit when you're in your prime earning years.
Exactly.
You know, the toughest cases that Gary and I work on are clients that have already made the irrevocable decision to retire, and then they come to see us.
Right.
And then you run the numbers.
Yeah, or what I was thinking, and this is what's happening a lot, is people are looking at the most recent past. We all have this recency bias.
Yes.
And we've seen our equities go up double digits.
Right.
And so we think, oh, well, this is slam dunk. I can retire. I'm just going to be
10%.
But you've got Vanguard and other quality companies suggesting U.S. equities may only average around 4.5%, you know, over this next decade. And if you're counting on 10%, that's a big shortfall.
Right. The worst thing that happened is to wake up and say, gee, I wish I'd have known that. Or, gee, I'm sorry I did that. And that's what planning is. And this is good investing requires good planning. And that's why we are certified financial planners. Anybody will take your money. Everybody will take your money. Everybody will promise you the moon. But to really do a job for you, you need to understand where it is you want to go, what you have to work with, what inflation, what taxes will do for you. And as certified financial planners, that's what we have done for over 40 years now, a certified financial group. So we invite your inquiry. If you want more information about us, you can find us at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. And once again, Rodney Ownby is in the office. You want to discuss that with him as well. You can reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800. 9800.
And our number here, we got still open lines at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
For the Certified Financial Group on WDBO. And welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. We are live right now. Can field another call, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. Let's go ahead and check out some questions here.
Before we get into that, I want to, you know, we, before the break, we were talking about the benefits of using guaranteed annuities in a portfolio and the no load, no commission type, which are the new ones that that are available to fiduciaries. The ability to pay those claims is only a function of the claims paying ability of the insurance company. It's why we do what's called due diligence to be sure that they are top rated companies. You don't want to deal with a company like Shifting Sands Mutual or Wildlife in Nevada. You know, they've got to be A-plus rated companies to be sure that, because really what you're doing is you're lending your money to an insurance company with a promise to get that money back and a rate of return. So I want to clear that up and be sure that folks understand that. And now we want to talk about, what do we have there before I so rudely interrupted you?
That's all right. It's your show. You can do whatever you want. We've got a good question here about retirement. I think a lot of people, when they plan retirement, not only want to make sure that they are set, but also if anything were to happen, that their significant other is set as well. And so this question, will my wife, who is a homemaker, get half of my Social Security if I wait to age 70 and she starts at 62?
So by homemaker, I think Joe and I would normally assume that that person probably doesn't have a high Social Security benefit on their own.
Right.
Right. And you can start collecting half of your spouse's benefit if your spouse has started Social Security. So in other words, to be eligible for half, you're only going to get half of your spouse's if that's greater than yours alone.
So in this case, we're assuming by homemaker that this person stayed home, raised the kids, took care of
didn't have the
40 quarters.
Of course, we don't know that for certain.
But let's go on that assumption.
And so the answer is we often get this mistake because people hear you can collect half of your spouse's, and that's true, but you do have to wait until your full retirement age. So in this example, let's assume, and we don't know this, but let's assume there's an 8-year age difference, and one spouse is age 70, the other spouse is 62. The spouse at 70 would need to start their benefits. But if the spouse at age 62 took half of those benefits, it would be permanently reduced. It wouldn't be half. Right. It would be a fraction of half, and that discount is about 8% per year. Right. And if you're taking it 5 years, for example, before your full retirement age, that's a 40% haircut.
Right.
So that would be you would want to be very careful.
Yeah, there's many different ways in which to claim your Social Security and when to claim it, and it's one of the benefits that we have today of using state-of-the-art software to illustrating, okay, if you do this, this is what happens. If you do that, this is what happens. And people, because Social Security cannot tell you what to do, they will tell you what the options are, but then you have to weigh that in your own personal situation, your own cash flow, inflation, taxes, retirement accounts. And then, fortunately, today, we can put this up on the big screen, sit right in front of it and say, okay, if you do this, this is what it looks like. If you decide to do that, that's what it looks like.
That's right.
And then we stress test it.
That's right. And, you know, Rodney does a workshop, Fundamentals of Financial Plans, or the key elements of financial plans. And one of the things that he and I were both surprised is we would stress test the plan by starting Social Security at different ages.
Mm-hmm.
And the assumption we often have as advisors is wait till you're 70. But that's not always the case.
Not always.
There's some great examples that he gives where Social Security is, you're better to take it at full retirement age than waiting till age 70.
Right.
So it is unique to that individual couple.
Right.
And the good news is we have software to help us figure this out too.
Yeah, so is what we do, working with our clients for a fee, providing them investment advice, financial planning advice. If you want more information about that, go to our website, financialgroup.com, and you've got some more workshops you want to talk about.
Well, I think we've done that. So we've got Countdown to Retirement.
Right.
That's coming up on October 23rd, and we've got healthcare options.
That's
we go over the Medicare ABCs and the long-term care. What are we going to do to pay for long-term care on November 6th? So both of those you can find, as well as the financial plan workshop, as well as what are mutual funds? What are what should you be looking for in mutual funds? And that's hosted as well by Rodney Owenby, a CFP here in our office.
Yep. So all that stuff is available at our website. And just as a reminder, Rodney is also taking calls off the air right now. I see several calls coming in. But if the line is busy, please leave a message. You can reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTED if you're executing an illegal document. And Rodney generally mans our outpost down there in the Windermere area. So if you want to set an appointment, you can do that right with Rodney right now. And we've got another question I saw come in.
Yeah, we can do one. We can close it out with this one right here. I'm thinking of purchasing an annuity for my IRA because I'm afraid the stock market is too high. An insurance agent showed me one with a 15-year surrender period. What does that mean, and is this good or bad?
That means big commission is what it means.
Means big commission and a long time before you don't have a surrender charge. So that's, you know, for example, in IRAs in Florida, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but I don't even think it's considered suitable to have something beyond a 9-year time frame.
Probably not. No,
yeah, I think so. That would raise alarms in my mind to go out that far as a surrender period.
Yeah, the longer the surrender period, the higher the commission. That's a good rule of thumb.
That's right.
The longer the surrender, and the more you have to wait, and the more things can happen in the 10-year time frame or 15-year time frame. While you're waiting for everything to settle down, you may have unsettlement yourself. So
yeah, and did we cut you off, Chris? Was there another part to that?
Yes, there was. There was a finishing up of my agent said it would pay me guaranteed return of my money of 6%, which seems good enough.
Well, that would be good enough for me, but that's I guarantee that a 6% guaranteed return is not offered by any company right now.
Well, is it a return of your money or return on your money?
So and that's chances where people get confused.
That's right. They're giving you your money back. Part of it is in that 6%.
You're getting 2% return on your money and a 4% return of your money.
Exactly.
Yep. So that's commonly confused.
Yep.
I appreciate that. Hey, remember, Will Your Savings Last, hosted by Gary Abley, next Saturday at 10 a.m. Show up early, watch the guys do the show, and then learn a little bit more from Gary afterwards. And again, you can tune in right here every Saturday and Sunday, WDBO. You're listening to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
On WDBO.